Miss Harper.
Good to see you.
Okay. On everybody's left, we have Jalen King. On everybody's right, we have Miles Sims. So we'll open it right up for questions for Jalen and Miles. Go ahead.
You guys are the two old hats out there in the secondary. How satisfying was it to perform the way you did today and have the outcome that you had today?
Today was just all a matter of execution and staying consistent. I know over the season we've been on and off. Today we just really focused on the main thing and sticking to our keys, what we had to get accomplished, and you know, executing at the highest level. So, you know, it's a good feeling to win on the road. It's a good feeling to go back home with the dub, and you know, it's just time to just enjoy this time what we have right now, and then roll over to the next week and focus on what's left to accomplish.
Great win. Our main focus was being able to play a complete game for 60 minutes on both sides of the ball and special teams. And I felt like we were able to successfully do that. Offense put up points when we needed them to, and defense was able to get stops whenever offense needed to. So I feel like we were able to do a complete game on both sides of the ball.
Chad.
Miles, did you get a sense, like in pregame warm-ups or this morning, that this would be different, that you guys would dominate today? Was anything different?
Same mindset that we have going in each week. What I can say, and I'm proud of Georgia Tech, is, you know, we've struggled over the past years trying to win versus Virginia Tech. You know, they're a good, great team, matter of fact. You know, just securing this dub and executing, you know, was very important. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Go ahead.
How much did it change when you guys knocked Musket out, I think, their first drive? I imagine that was a little bit of a quick change for you when you saw Calandria.
I didn't realize he got
knocked out.
Yeah. Not until number 10 broke that long run. I was like, he looked a little different. I was like, dang, what happened? So I came up to the sideline. I was like, they switched quarterbacks. They always started with 10. But, yeah, I didn't realize he was out until that happened. I didn't realize that play even happened.
Okay.
How did you guys go look at your own offense, what Haynes and those guys were doing? How impressed are you, and what kind of pressure can they put on the defense?
Can you ask the second part of your question?
Yeah, just what kind of pressure can Haynes and those guys, just from your guys' perspective, what kind of pressure do they put on opposing defenses?
Offense is full of spades, y'all see, at the receiver position, running back position, and quarterback. So them being able to spread the ball and still have a downhill tendency to the run game puts a lot of pressure on the defense to pack the box, and then they can't put more DBs on the field cover. So they had to pick their poison. And then once the tempo is easy because they don't know what to do, line up, and get the play. Like, tempo is hard to guard.
Yeah, I understand.
Rob.
The coach talks about complementary, you know, offense and defense. How important was it for you guys after come out in the second half, the offense scores right away, and you guys, you know, pitched that three and out, and that really, you know, changed the momentum of the game quite a bit?
Our coaches emphasize complementary football a lot, and I don't think too many people understand the concept of that and how important it is when you're working with when the game is about field possession. You know, complementary football is a big key on the defensive end and on the offensive side, because, you know, we work co-tandem, like we're all on a string, so we are as great as our weakest link. So, you know, complementary football is very key. So after they scored coming out in the half, you know, we couldn't get too high, good defense couldn't get too low. We just had to stay in that happy medium, just keep executing until the fourth quarter was completely over.
I'll talk on the field position portion of complementary football. Offense was able to move the ball even when they weren't able to score. They were able to pin them down with a couple punts, and that gives their offense a longer field to work with, and that gives defense more room to make different calls, be a little bit more aggressive at different times and things of that nature. And then once we get three and outs and make them punt, or we get a turnover, it gives our offense a shorter field to work with. So that opens up the play where that gives them, puts them in four down territory. So just being able to complement each other, that makes it easier on our team, but it's often even makes it harder on their defense or offense. So I'd say complementary football and field position go hand in hand and works wonders for us.
Time for a couple more for the defense. We'll bring in the offense. Go ahead, Kelly.
Both of you guys made a decision to come back and play. You've been through a lot here, not winning, and a lot of tough times. How good does it feel to kind of see the team maybe starting to hit its stride?
it's quite a deserving feeling, you know, when you put in the work for it. Well, initially when you put in the work and you don't get the outcome that you get, you know, it's like, what can you do, or what type of change can you make to achieve the result that you're looking for? And, you know, now that we're on this side of the spectrum, you know, it feels good. It feels great. But we can't stop here. We just got to keep going, keep pressing that gas so we can continue having these moments and continue being better than the next opponent.
Okay. Anything else? All right.
Finish you had a rough start to the year with injury-wise, you know. How are you feeling now?
I feel good. I feel healthy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
So,
it feels good not to play 80 plays, too.
Man.